fourth and final hour, simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. We have Peter J. Wallison, American Enterprise Institute, joining us. We'll talk about his perspective on the banker takeover. Pardon me, my producer's telling me something. Come on in here and tell me. Yeah, he's coming up next segment. Great. Fantastic. But right now, for the next 4 minutes, let's go ahead and go to Ted Anderson with an update on what's happening in the gold and silver market, Midas Resources. Ted, 30 years in the gold and silver business. Again, he still has gold he bought back when gold was $830, $835, but it is almost all gone. Well up, right up there at $910 an ounce today. And, folks, don't wait till the economy implodes. Don't wait till everything completely falls apart and the paper money can't buy silver and gold. Move some of your assets today into gold and silver, and I can't find a better place or a better deal on physical holding of gold and silver. Ted, tell folks about today's offer.
Yeah, I sure will. Well, what we have going on right now is I do have, like you said, I have some of those francs and some of those sovereigns left at that 830 level. Interestingly enough, we did have a little dip down there below 900, and I was able to pick up some Maple Leafs and Eagles and that kind of thing. There's a new coin that's coming out of the U.S. Mint that's a replica of the $20 St. Gaudens, and it's a high relief coin. Beautiful. I'm hoping to get a bunch of those. But right now, at this particular time, I mean, you just watch it. It dips back and, boom, it just forwards back up again. And the phones are ringing. People want the gold right now, and I would suggest that everybody get in on it. There just isn't enough good news out there in the economy that would force gold to drop, you know, significantly down anymore. Everything is up. And so, right now, if you want to get on something, get in on something that is underpriced and at a good value at this time. Those francs, smaller gold pieces, they're a fifth of an ounce of gold. They're sitting at 217, and the British sovereign is at 265. Going into the marketplace now, that gold is at 910. The same coins. The franc right now would be at 228. British sovereigns would be at 279. Silver is just a fantastic buy at this time.
Ted, it is in the news that most places are sold out or they have anything, there's huge premiums. People are getting this under the regular price instead of just with a premium or no premium. I mean, you're doing this because you've got so many connections around the world that other people don't have. Folks, you're not going to find deals like this anywhere else. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237.
Yeah, all I can say about it, Alex, right now is that there's times when I buy this stuff and the gold and silver bumps up. I mean, you can't even find this stuff at garage sale prices on eBay for what I'm selling it for. And the reason why that is because every time I see a dip, I'm a buyer. And I just trust in the fact that the United States government is going to screw things up even worse and push the prices even higher. I'm not afraid to take on inventory with that type of circumstance going on. I don't think the people that are listening to this show should be afraid of that either. Now is the time to be getting into gold and silver when the horns and the sirens and the air raid sirens are going off. And everything is just pointing at the fact that the United States dollar is in trouble, that the United States economy is even in worse trouble, and the politicians think that spending money and building golf courses and marinas and God knows what else. I mean, look, I mean, let's just start paying for every woman that needs to have wants to have an abortion right now, I should say. You know, I mean, that's the kind of crap that they're trying to feed down our throat. They want to buy new cars for each senator, green cars. Oh, they're going to make the whole Capitol green now. Oh, my God. This is not going to solve our economic problems. You don't solve your economic problems by spending more money. That's not how you do it. You tighten your belt, and you do things where you sacrifice, and you get through it. You know, this is crazy.
Absolutely. Let me fire out the number to folks out there. We were going to play your little gold song, Ted, but we ran out of time to do it for you. But 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. The brokers are there, and again, you can hold those prices till midnight tonight, Ted?
Absolutely. They'll be here waiting for your call.
Don't count on the system, folks. Get out of the paper now. 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
There is growing evidence that Americans would have better health and a lower incidence of cancer and fibrocystic disease of the breast if they consumed more iodine. Nutriodine iodine is formulated to work with your body to help to stimulate proper hormonal balance and can assist in detoxification from fluoride, bromide, and chloride toxins and helps provide protection from radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout. Nutriodine is made with a proprietary high-energy field from pure crystalline iodine. Nutriodine should be used by all ages every day. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, low thyroid, and mitochondria function, or if you just want to feel better from day to day, Nutriodine drops are for you. There are several forms of iodine. Nutriodine is the only trusted source. Available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He was White House counsel to Ronald Reagan. He's Peter J. Wallison, coordinator of the American Enterprise Institute's Program on Financial Markets Deregulation. Wallison studies banking, insurance, and the Wall Street Regulation as general counsel of the U.S. Treasury Department. He had a significant role in the development of the Reagan administration's proposals for the deregulation of the financial services industry. He was also general counsel of the Depository Insurance Deregulation Committee and later served, again, as White House counsel to President Ronald Reagan. His latest book is The Competitive Equality, a Better Way to Organize Mutual Funds, or Competitive Equity, excuse me. And so he joins us from the American Enterprise Institute for Public Policy Research. What in the world, from your perspective, is going on right now, and which direction, in your opinion, is Washington going, and is that in the right direction?
Well, it depends on the area we are talking about. I think the stimulus package looks like it is going in the right direction because the Republicans are finally beginning to influence things in the Senate. They obviously lost out completely in the House, but it was nice to see that all the Republicans stuck together and voted against what came out of the House, which was simply a pork barrel bill, the usual Democratic pork barrel. And I think the latest polls indicate the American people have recognized it as such. So things are looking a little bit better on the stimulus side. I'd say from Obama's point of view, things are really falling apart, because what happened to him shouldn't happen. happened to a person who had any kind of sophistication in Washington. I don't know where his advisors were on this, but he allowed the House of Representatives to shape his stimulus bill. And he then had to go out and tell the American people things that weren't true. This is not good for the way to start your administration. You shouldn't go out and lie to the American people about what your policies is going to do. They figure it out very quickly. So now the Senate has gotten hold of it. There is a lot of debate going on there. It looks like there will be some changes to make it much more tax friendly, more Republican taxes going into it, fewer pork barrel projects that came out of the House. Obama will take a big whipping on this one, and maybe he will have learned a lesson, but this is almost irretrievable. You know the old expression, and that is that you never have a second chance to make a first impression. And what the American people are seeing now in Obama is a completely different view than what they had seen during the campaign.
Or you never get a fourth chance to make a third impression. I don't see this as his first big blowout. Almost all of his cabinet or sub-cabinet positions haven't paid their taxes entirely or partially and are having to resign in droves before they're ever even confirmed. I would call that the first big disaster. And then now people are finding out millions of dollars in Austin, Texas, where I live, for Frisbee golf, hundreds of millions for a river boardwalk, tens of millions for a golf course expansion, yacht clubs, Hollywood producer money. I mean, this is the worst pork barrel I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. And for other Republicans, it is kind of humorous to see this happen. But on the other hand, I mean, we only have one president. And I do get a little bit worried that he is losing control of the situation. If we were not in such bad economic straits right now, if things were not really desperate in terms of the economy, then I wouldn't care one way or the other. But unfortunately, we have to have someone who speaks with one voice for the American government, and he's quickly losing his political capital to get the American people to believe him.
Well, he got where he is because he's a great actor and a great performer, and he did what he was told in the Senate. But now those instincts to say yes, yes, yes to everybody, those are the same instincts that made George Bush triple the size of government with the Democrats and destroyed his presidency. And it looks like Obama is looking to top that. Can you speak to that specifically and then give us your political take on most of the people he's trying to get in the cabinet having to step down?
Let me just talk about the spending. The spending is going to be terrible if Obama allows himself to be taken for a ride again by the Democrats in Congress. He's got to make a choice now. I mean, he has got to show the American people, who are quite concerned about spending, that he's got a handle on this thing and he's nobody's tool. What happened to him on the stimulus package is that the Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats simply harnessed him to go out and tell the American people that what they had written up in this bill was a stimulus package. And that soon got old. I mean, people recognized that that was not true. So he's going to be in very, very bad shape. What, however, is happening elsewhere in his administration is also troubling to him, as you suggest. I mean, it isn't actually all his appointees or even a majority of appointees, but some very important ones didn't pay their taxes. Tim Geithner, who was the nominee for Secretary of the Treasury, got through despite the fact that he had quite clearly ignored his tax obligations. That is a remarkable thing that could happen, because when I was at the Treasury Department, if there was the slightest hint that a person had not met his tax obligations before he applied to have a job of any kind, I don't care whether you're talking about clipping hedges or you're talking about an assistant secretary's job, if you hadn't observed your tax obligations, you were out. You never even got for an interview. And here we have the Secretary of the Treasury, who has set a very, very bad example. He's lost whatever moral authority he might have had.
Well, and going back, to be specific, it's quite a few of the cabinet and sub-cabinet people that haven't made taxes. You're right, it's not all of them or the majority, but it's a large portion of prominent ones. I was kind of mixing in there other people having to step down, like New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson for all these bizarre payments from lobbyists and then him giving them big. So, I mean, it's just, and then you got Blagojevich tied to him, you got Rahm Emanuel tied into all this. I mean, this looks like Chicago, big city machine on steroids now inhabiting D.C.
Yeah, no, it's not good. It's not good. He's got to get control of this thing and show the American people that he's actually trying to have an administration of the kind he talked about, and that he hasn't fooled them. This is what happened to Bill Clinton. You remember that Clinton became exceedingly unpopular right after he became president. And why was that? And that is because, although he campaigned as a moderate, he campaigned as a Democrat who was more conservative than most and a free trader and so forth. And the first thing he did when he came in was gays in the military. And the American people turned to one another and they said, uh-oh, the Republicans were right. This guy's a liberal. He no longer had any credibility with the American people. That's why so many of his other initiatives failed. The real danger here for Obama is that he will be perceived the same way, in which case we will have 4 years of lack of leadership. And this is not a time when we should be having a lack of leadership.
All right, the time we've got left with you, we're talking to the former White House counsel, chief counsel to President Reagan, also head counsel to the Treasury Department separately with the American Enterprise Institute, Peter J. Wallison. And he's written quite a few books. The latest one, Competitive Equity, A Better Way to Organize Mutual Funds, put out by AEI Press. Sir,
I also wrote a book about Reagan. It's on that list, but
absolutely.
If your listeners are interested in that, they should be able to find that on Amazon.
Absolutely. Now, specifically with the bailout, you've been criticizing the way some of it's being carried out.
Yeah. Well, I am of the view that the only way we're going to be able to get the banks to start lending again is if the banks have more confidence in their own capital, in their own assets. And right now, they don't and they can't because their assets are largely mortgages, mortgage-backed securities that are bad quality, and whole mortgages of various kinds. Now, when that is true, and the housing market is continuing to fall, then these mortgages begin to default. And when they default, the banks have much less value there. As a result, they all are hoarding as much in the way of dollars as they can, so that if their depositors or their counterparties come in and ask for their money, the banks can pay them off. Otherwise, they're afraid they will be closed and default. So the only way, I think, to get the banks to start lending is to buy those bad assets off their balance sheets and hold them in a bad bank or hold them in some other kind of account, and substitute cash for those assets. In that case, the banks will be much healthier. Mm-hmm. They will look healthier to depositors and counterparties. They will feel comfortable beginning to lend money. But that's the solution to our problems on the
instead,
one side.
Okay, well, we've got a break. We've got 5 more minutes with you after the break when we come back, and I want you to get into, on the other side, what's really happening instead of what you're saying should happen. And I want to ask you when we come back, what's going on here? They talk about trillions of dollars, not $850 billion, and the Federal Reserve gets up before Congress and says, we're not going to say where it is because the banks are being completely secretive because they're in such serious financial disarray. So we'll get your expert opinion, former chief counsel at the Treasury and Ronald Reagan, when we come back on the other side. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Peter J. Wallison is our guest. We've got about 5 minutes left with him. I'm going to get into a bunch of news, your phone calls, and a lot more in the last 30 minutes of the show today. Mr. Wallison, okay, so you're saying buy the assets to get the banks going again. Instead, they just give them money, and then we're told no one can know where it's going or what they're doing with it. And then Obama makes a thing about, you know, executive compensation and criticizes the bailout as if he wasn't the guy that helped ram it through. So what's really happening right now?
Well, I think the Obama administration is following exactly the wrong policy in trying to limit compensation. I understand why they're doing it. Yes, people are angry because these people are paid so much. But if you want the banks to be able to function, you cannot punish the people who are now in charge of them. The people who are now in charge of them are not the people who caused them all this trouble. They're not the people who lost all this money. They're new people who have come along to try to help out. And if you're going to cut their salaries when they're working 20 hours a day and having to leave their families for long periods of time, it's not going to attract many good people to those institutions. And we need good people there now.
Well, sir, I'm not trying to be partisan because I'm not. I'm a libertarian Ron Paul guy. My issue here is that, and you can blame Bush a lot for this, it goes all the way back, but more than that, it really was the Clintons who changed a lot of these rules and who allowed a lot of this stuff to happen, and then they run around, then pointing their finger. But that's a side issue. While we have you here, you were White House counsel to Ronald Reagan, so I know you saw a lot of what went across his desk and what happened. And I have congressional testimony about Rex 84 and things like that. That's all been, mainly secret. Now they're openly announcing things like this with bills for FEMA camps to relocate Americans during collapse of society, continuity of government. It appears the federal government thinks we're going to go into a depression and is gearing up for collapse.
Well, I don't know anything about any of those things. Maybe they are happening, but I haven't seen anything like that. And it is actually, though, possible that we could have a depression. That's why the government is acting in such extraordinary ways. Why the Federal Reserve is doing so much? Why the Treasury Department is spending so much, trying to avoid the possibility of a recession? Because in the 30s. The diagnosis has been that the reason we had this depression in the 30s was that the Federal Reserve did not act, and the government did not act satisfactorily to keep the economy from declining and keeping deflation from occurring. So I think what they're doing is necessary, and I'm a conservative, but I don't understand why the Obama administration, when it has a chance to get things started again on a clean slate, would start now by punishing people on Wall Street who were not responsible for the losses.
Well, Mr. Wallison, in closing, you've certainly heard about how they're putting combat brigades inside the U.S. I mean, that's all over the news. You haven't heard about that?
No.
Have you heard about...
That doesn't mean it's not happening. It's just that I'm not reading it in the newspapers that I read, and I'm not reading about it in the newspapers, or I'm not hearing about it on the radio or seeing it on television. But
did you see Market Watch last week when they called for a North American union to get us out of this crisis?
No.
That Wall Street Journal online?
No, it didn't see that.
Well, I mean, there's millions of things. I'm not saying, oh, how dare you not know about it. I mean, some of this stuff's obscure. You know, my whole point is that... the big government folks seem to like crises because then they get to play savior and expand their power. I mean, is there some of that going on with Obama?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is true that for people who are in the government, this is a great opportunity. You heard Rahm Emanuel say it'd be a terrible thing to waste a good crisis. And what they mean by that is they can, especially the Democrats, can take over a much broader part of the economy through regulation and otherwise when there's a crisis. I and many others in Washington are trying very hard to make sure that that doesn't happen. But it's going to be a very tough fight because there are people who for a long time have wanted to impose much more regulation and many more controls. And this crisis gives them an opportunity to do it because the American people sometimes believe that that's what has to be done in a case like this. But we will get out of this situation in a few years, but if we impose new regulation, that will be with us for 50 years, and that will slow down the growth of our economy and make us a much different society. So I'm quite worried about that.
All right, Peter Wallison, thank you so much for joining us. Folks can find out more about you at www.aei.org. Do you have a personal website, or can folks go check out your page?
No, that's it. I don't have a personal website.
All right. Thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Another big wig on the show for you to try to pick their brain. There he tells you they're using the crises to bring in more government. All right, jam-packed information straight ahead on the one, the only, GCN.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't.
All right, I'm going to take calls and cover news for the balance of the transmission. First, I want to thank our sponsors that make this radio show possible. One of them, Survivalist Seeds, survivalistseeds.com. Knowing that something's coming is not the solution. Preparing for what's coming is the answer. Get 7 years of healthy food for pennies a pound. 100% heirloom seeds, non-GMO, non-hybrid. Grow your own food and eliminate your dependence on the establishment, on society. Get 15,000 heirloom vegetable seeds for a great price for a seven-year family supply. Get seeds 5 times cheaper than the GM trash sold at Walmart. Same-day priority shipping, UPS available. But a long-term food solution, you will starve if everything collapses or become a slave. I believe everybody should be independent, ladies and gentlemen. Give them a call. You need the insurance of having thousands of pounds of healthy food because the store shelves could end up being empty. And regardless, it's just fun to garden. So 620-637-2978, 620-637-2978. Survivalistseeds.com is the website. And along the same line being prepared, MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power. Hurricanes, snow, ice, storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid. And here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from a longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 1,800 watts 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. Get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of a power 1800 converter, power plant, and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. Their website is mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or you can always call them toll-free at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. mysolarbackup.com. All right, now, let's go ahead and rampage through your calls. Sean in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Doing pretty good. What's on your mind?
I just had a couple unqualified, thought-provoking ideas. The first one is, you know, when we're talking about the worst-case scenario, coins, by their very nature, have a fundamental metal value, although it's not, you know, the face value of the coin. But if we would ever...
It's because of scarcity. It can be above or below the face value of the coin, or depending on, you know, when you get into the market.
But as our currency devaluates, it might not be unwise to add more coinage into the currency, even though it is inconvenient and more cumbersome than paper. Because that metal will have an inherent value if the currency...
No, that's the whole debate about what type of monetary system we should have, sure.
But, you know, another thing that I've thought recently is, as Ron Paul has always advocated, introducing a competing currency with the
yes.
Federal Reserve note.
Yes.
You know, there's certainly some interesting court cases where, you know, the Supreme Court upheld the 16th Amendment, didn't create a new tax. And the Congress, you know, like Title 12, Chapter 3, Subchapter 12, Section 411, essentially says Federal Reserve notes can be redeemed in lawful money on demand at the Treasury Department.
But they don't do that.
Exactly. So, you know, a question I had is, you know, we said that the Federal Reserve is a private credit. And, you know, we have this whole system of taxation, everything based on the fact that we use this private credit currency voluntarily. But
it really isn't voluntarily, because they forced it to be not just the U.S. currency but the world currency, and the establishment has been debasing the value of that as a form of theft. But back when it still had its value, they bought up real assets with it, and then we end up paying taxes to back up the value of that currency. So it really isn't a private, voluntary currency. It's a private currency. The profit is private. The cost is put onto the public. I appreciate your call, Sean. Steve in Vegas, you're on the air. Steve in Las Vegas, Nevada, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome, Steve.
I originally got on, I was hoping to speak to Peter. I worked for his dad for 5 years here
in
Las Vegas.
Yeah, his father is in prison, Peter Schiff, for educating people on how to expose the private IRS, or the collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. And but he's in prison for that, but then all these politicians, they don't have to pay taxes.
Right. He wrote a book, and I guess writing a book can be construed as illegal.
I remember that a few years ago.
You said something.
Just for those that don't know, let me just tell them and you can talk.
Okay.
The judge ruled that he's not allowed to sell that book. So, yeah, burning books, basically. Go ahead.
Right. He wrote the book, and now he's got to do jail time. You'd ask, you know, how come we aren't getting any prosecutions? I would submit to you that that's one of the reasons that federal employees, our public servants, are so busy prosecuting people for writing illegal books that they don't have time to prosecute any politicians or any Wall Street criminals or anybody like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, the government exists now as a rogue institution to protect the criminals that run the government.
The last guest that you had on, I hope maybe you can get the silver and gold guy to send him a copy of Jekyll Island, because I wondered when I heard him say that buy the bad loans. I wrote it down from the banks so that they'll be comfortable loaning. Well, they create money out of bookkeeping entries. I mean, why would they be uncomfortable loaning?
Look, that last guy is pure establishment. We had him on to see if he'd slip up and say
Alex,
something.
Alex, we need him. We We need him. He's got the ear of many people in Washington, D.C. If we could get him listening to InfoWars for a week, he'd be brought up to speed immediately.
That guy was the chief counsel to the president, believe me. That little comment about how he didn't know about Rex 84, give me a break. Give me a break.
I didn't see that. I've met Peter before, and I'd hope maybe I emailed Aaron. Maybe the next time you get him on, I'd like to. There's a lot of people that are wondering how everyone's doing in incarceration and what we have to do to get him out of jail.
I hear you, and I appreciate his call. I've got to let you go sometime, get with others. I almost brought it up to him, but I got busy during the breaks taking care of stuff. I wanted to ask if it was all right with him to talk about his dad being in prison, because I never heard him talking about that. We interviewed Erwin Schiff here many times. He got a show on the Genesis Network 10 years ago for about a year and a half. Erwin had a nightly show here, Erwin Schiff. So they did send him to prison for writing a book. They said don't print any more of those books about the Federal Reserve being a scam. And that's – you heard his son – and next time he's on, I'll bring this up. But I don't want to, run folks off, because I like Peter. And, he's a golden boy of the mainstream media, so because of Ron Paul promoting him, so, we'll have him on. That little comment at the end about, now the government's taken over the Federal Reserve, and that's the problem. It was supposed to be independent. It is the government. Private corporations act as governmental powers throughout history. They're as big as governments. And it's controlling our government. Not the other way around. And now the government is just massing more powers and handing it over to the Federal Reserve through the banker bailout bill. But Erwin's son, Peter Schiff, was talking about, that's the one thing I've heard him say I don't agree with, but it was at the end of the interview, so I couldn't follow it to its conclusion or flesh it out with him. Because, the Federal Reserve is the source of all the problems. Peter's a smart guy, though. He knows all about this stuff. He knows that by not going into those areas, he can still get on the media and talk about the basic facts against the bailout and the rest of it. So we appreciate him coming on. Let's go ahead and talk to Ryan in Illinois. Ryan, you're on the air.
Hi. I was just calling to talk about how everybody's trying to get the whole Obama situation all messed up. They think that, he's the next, pretty much, I wouldn't like to say Jesus, but... that's what a lot of people.
Oh no! There are a lot of churches saying he is the Messiah,
president
of the world, savior of the world.
Yeah, but most of the culture that I'm in, I'm an artist myself. A lot of the culture have basically accepted him for, whatever it seems, and nobody's really paying attention to any of the policies or anything that's going on. It's craziness because, the first thing that he should have done when he came into office would have been, go after the Federal Reserve, like you just said a minute ago. Not even. That would have been key, because that obviously is, everything that's debasing our currency right now. Why wouldn't you have the ability to just say, he's trying to play off things like how, I don't know if you read this, he was trying to take away all the gifting to all the politicians and the head people. It makes no sense. It's just a way to just send everybody in the opposite direction.
He'll do one thing and then do all this other window dressing. I'm closing Guantanamo, but he really isn't. He's just setting up more camps and continuing the secret arrest. Or I'm real mad about these banks getting all this compensation, but meanwhile he's people running him are the architects of all this. This is by design. Yeah. They did everything they could, all these administrations, to deindustrialize the country, to get us totally in debt, and then pull the rug out from under us. It's all staged. And the ruling elite need the media, the military, this whole system to make sure they're able to carry out this final phase of bondage, of enslavement of the population. So that's it, and that's that. But I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. We're moving along here. Michael in Illinois, you're on the air.
Alex, I just wanted to comment on your last caller. I'm an economics writer myself. The problem he had with the buying the bad assets from the banks and the setting up the bad bank, and this is like the Republicans' new answer to everything Obama's doing. The problem with that is it leaves us in the same mess we're in now. It doesn't get us out of the mess. All it does is it creates the new bubble. We'll never get out of this mess until
there's more than one way to skin a cat. And all the things they're doing expand the power of the criminal bankers that engineered all of this.
Absolutely. Until fractional reserve banking, which is nothing but theft, until fractional reserve banking is stopped, we're going to continue having these booms and busts. And until the Federal Reserve goes down, we will continue having the business cycle and having these problems. And it's never going to end.
I hear you, and I agree with you, and I appreciate your call. Maggie in Texas, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. You've been talking about advertising propaganda, and I just wanted to call to your attention what I consider the most diabolically evil advertising campaign I've ever seen, and that is the recent vaccines are like hugs.
Gardasil, it's like a hug to take the experimental live cancer virus shot that on the insert they admit causes all sorts of autoimmune diseases and death in some cases, and which doesn't even protect you from genital warts. But, it's a huggy-wug. Let's pull that up. Gardasil hug ad. Gardasil.
I'm not even talking. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Well, I've seen another Gardasil where it's loving, and then she's hugging her daughter. You're saying there's one where they actually say it's like a hug?
No, yes, but this is a different one. This is a billboard. It shows an adorable baby, and it says vaccines are like hugs. You don't want to miss. You've seen it, okay? I've got a picture of it that I took with contrails in the background, and you used to have a place. For graphics like this, do you still? Because I'd like to send that if you could use it.
Do I still have? What
there
are you
used to
for?
Be, but there used to be on before your InfoWars webpage changed a lot. There used to be a spot for people to contribute graphics, mostly.
The best place for you is to go post that stuff in the PrisonPlanet.com forum, and then tens of thousands every day are in there and will look at it.
Do I have to be a member of that forum?
No,
I don't exactly know.
Nope, it's free.
How do you do it? Or could I contact Watson about it or just figure this out myself?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the billboard now that you talk about it. It shows a baby laying there and it says vaccines are like hugs. But, I mean, you say you know how to email something, so it's the same deal. You just go to Prison Planet Forum. Was it forum? PrisonPlanet.com. And then you just create a username. It could be anything you want. Be George Washington 97, and then you are.
I did that a long time ago and never used it again, so I've forgotten it. Will that give me a problem?
No, you can just create whatever you want.
Will
you can
not.
Put in fake email addresses, whatever you want.
Okay.
Make things up.
I will try it. Okay, this has contrails and the chemtrails in the background.
So nutrition trails.
Yeah, that's it.
Nutrition trails in the background. And if you don't like the chemtrails, you're with Al Qaeda. Thank you, Maggie. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide.
Nutrition trails, I like that. That's good. How you doing today?
Good, sir.
Good, good. Hey, I just want to pass along a possible word to you as a way to maybe kind of expand, network out what you're doing to get the word out, and God bless you for it. I've been aware of you for, I don't know, 10, 12 years now. And there's a gentleman who has these billboards he posts all the time. You may have heard of him, Bill Balsamico, Casa de Ice, although I don't think from the billboards that he puts up in front of his restaurant that he's quite as in-depth and understanding maybe as you and I might be as to what's going on in our country today. But he's very disenchanted with both sides of the political parties, and he's always posting stuff having to do with immigration, things that, you know, the antics that the president's pull. My guess is because these emails of these billboards hit so many people out there that maybe are not listening to InfoWars, but also are disenchanted with what's going on, that if you tried to get a hold, if you just look up CasaDeIce.com, that's Casa, the letter D, Ice.com.
Well, a lot of us don't know what you're talking about. What's going on? You're just talking about
A gentleman just has a website. If you go to CasaDeIce.com, he has a restaurant. I don't remember what state he's in, but he posts political messages about how disgusted he is with what's going on in our government today. What I'm saying is because he's already in that line of thinking of not being happy with what's going on, I think if somebody out of your office were to contact him, chit-chat a little bit, maybe even have him on, he would probably be more than willing to start posting possibly InfoWars.com on his billboard or otherwise to get the word
out. Listen,
I
hear you, sir. Look, I hear you, and I appreciate it. I'm just getting my new people in line. I'm just getting computers going and editing software and packages, and we're reaching millions every day, and it's all about you spreading the word about the show. If somebody wants to contact somebody who's putting billboards up and ask them to put up Infowars.com or whatever, that's great. We don't have the money for that, and I'm not generally out there, you know. People tuning in here, you know, want to hear what I have to say, so I can tell people what I want to have to say, but I don't really cold call folks up. But that sounds like an interesting idea. And if people have the funds out there, don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. You know, some catchy phrase like, don't be a sucker, Infowars.com. Or walking billboards. Get our T-shirts at Infowars.com and get them out. It's all about getting the word out. But, yes, that's a great idea. And so, folks, contact whoever this nice fella is and tell him to wake up to what's going on there. Yeah, I mean, on the immigration issue, the globalists are for it. I'm against it. Then you analyze why they're for it, then you're even more against it. But it's real simple. Just whatever they're for, you're against. They want to overrun every nation with third-world populations. I'm not against these poor third-world populations. But we can't let it happen. The globalists wanted to drive down wages, bankrupt the states and their health care and welfare systems for total federalization and then internationalization. So, you know, I want to get Glenn Spencer back on. It's probably been a year since I've had Glenn Spencer, AmericanPatrol.com, on. We're going to get Glenn Spencer on. We're going to come back, take more final calls in the final segment of this four-hour transmission, the fourth day of February, 2009. Don't forget, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
our great little sponsor for the show today, and that's Ecola Blue, the best atmospheric water generator out there, bar none, and it is at an absolutely fabulous price. EcolaBlue.com is the website, and it just grabs water right out of the atmosphere. EcolaBlue.com, E-C-O-L-O, blue.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. It's got seven filters it goes through, including reverse osmosis, silver impregnated carbon filter, on and on and on, UV, antibacterial, fungal, light, and several other filters. And there comes in a lot of different colors. Check them out online at ecoloblue.com, ecoloblue.com, or that number if you missed it. It's like a water cooler without the water bottle on the top. Just grabs it out of the air. 800-691-6043. All right. Let us now go ahead and go back to your calls. Who's up next here? Is it Paul or Dan or Betsy or Elliot? Or yeah, Paul in North Carolina. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. How you doing today?
Pretty good, sir.
I just wanted to keep you informed about what's happening on the East Coast. Fort Bragg is they're increasing the amount of troops within the next year or two from 50,000 to 70,000.
No, they admit that's for the United States. Mm-hmm. That's
yeah,
public.
And I was just wondering, you know, maybe you and your bunch of merry men could come out here and maybe talk with the soldiers and tell them sort of what's going on.
I would love to be able to do that, but I'm working 18 hours a day lately. I go home, see my family, come back at night. And I've gone to bases and off bases and talked to troops that are doing drills to take over the U.S. and people denied it, and now they admit they're doing it. So, it's up to the American people to reach out to the troops.
Other than spreading the word, what could I possibly do? What types of CDs would you like me to pass out to some of the troops? Because I've gotten to know them within the last couple months.
Okay. What'll impress him is seeing a 10-year-old or 8-year-old film I made, like Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. And I show everything they're training to do, and I document how their plan's going to work. And here you are 10 years later, and it all happened, just like I said. Hey, you know, I've got a 3-CD combo pack. You can get them, make all the copies you want. I want you to get them out to people. I would give them Endgame. I would give them Terror Storm so they know the terror was staged. Things like that. And the troops aren't bad people. They're just brainwashed and ignorant, most of them. Or those that do know what's happening are freaked out. Well, I mean, you know, the majority of troops gave their money to Ron Paul in the campaign and supported him. So, you know, it shows they know what's going on. But the commanders are pure evil. You can forget trying to wake up the high-level commanders. They've been picked because they're globalists and hate this country. They're traitors.
The troops have just been conditioned, and we just have to unbrainwash them.
That's it. Appreciate the call. Jamming in one more. Dan in Texas. Sorry to Betsy and everybody. Oh, no, Betsy disagrees. I'm sorry. We're going to Betsy first. Betsy in Michigan. Go ahead.
Hey, it's actually Beastie, not Betsy.
Okay, well, your name's Betsy now for disagreeing. Okay, Beastie.
I have a simple disagreement, which is, you know, you actually said it earlier. I don't think we need to, you always say don't wait for orders from headquarters. I think it helps. I'll give you two examples. One was when Mark Dice did the Inform a Soldier campaign, where he came up with an idea and we spread it out there. Like, he gave orders from headquarters. You did the same thing before 9/11 on your Access show.
No, I agree to a certain extent. I'm just saying, don't wait for me to tell you what to do to take action. Okay? God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen. Retransmission starts now with all those big guests, Peter Schiff, you name it, at InfoWars.com. Rebroadcast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.